Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-04-07 Rant About YouTubers and Game Engine Coding. At least, once a month, I try to force myself to search YouTube for new game development videos. I say force because, it's often full of highly produced, yet low-quality, generic, information videos. I call these people career YouTubers, and not real game developers, where the game is just a secondary channel theme, to the YouTube career, think Tim Berzwick. Real game developers don't have time to churn out daily, highly edited videos, with clickbaity thumbnails. The next kind of popular videos are the, I'm starting my game dev journey videos. I don't mind these people, it's their story, and we can watch from the start. The problem is when they start out, and they pretend to give advice. And of course they get their advice from .yip the career YouTubers, the group think of generic advice is perpetuated. So, I've noticed this a lot, it's the state of the internet currently. A mixture of the Dunning-Kruger effect, knowing a little bit of information, and pretending to know more than experts, and narcissism, ego, so trying to find honest and genuine game developers, is hard. And to this my interest in game engine development, and or C++ game development, it's next to impossible to find like-minded people to interact with. Well, not surprisingly, I did. Livestream highlight. Words of advice for aspiring game engine developers livestream highlight. Words of advice for aspiring game engine developers. This kid has heart. He's making his FOSS 3D game engine for Apple and explains things as he goes. No clickbait, no generic advice. He talks from experience with no ego. Just man vs machine. And yes, he's experienced. Read his Quora answers. Something else career YouTubers tend to do is be overly optimistic. Fun, everything is easy, accessible and inclusive, with generic advice, well they have to be, they literally want maximum views and retention. Well, Harold doesn't sugarcoat anything, here's an example, from how much time would it take one person to code a 3D game engine from the ground up? Quote, to have something in your hands to show off, about 5 years. To completely finish it, never not I started the development of a 3D game engine from the ground up. I had minimal knowledge of computer graphics, and C++, and it took me a total of 5 years to develop a game engine suitable for small game development. Obviously I don't agree with everything Harold says, or writes. With everything in life, the first time you do something it's going to take 100 times longer than if you did it before, and yet, if you want to code complex physics or rendering systems then it'll take even longer, etc. etc. But his answers are a good read. I hate Apple and Windows products, so his engine isn't of much interest to me. However, the issues he talks about, 3D game engine development, occlusion, collision, rendering, assets, etc., etc., and his thoughts on solving them with is more worthwhile than just code alone. But books are still a better source of information for learning than YouTube, but having someone explain their thinking is still very helpful. To continue, I wanted to share his game engine advice video on Reddit, but I didn't post this on our game dev because I knew it would get a lot of hate. So instead I posted it on a smaller subreddit, True Game Dev, whatever that means XD. Well, even their .. like clockwork, the fragile minds of the lowest common denominators were triggered. Mega Jive Yang making a game engine for learning purposes could be useful, but making one with the idea you'll have some competitive advantage is foolish. Unless you're able to max out what Unity or Unreal can do, there's very little chance you can make something better. Learning the details of these existing engines and staying up to date is way more productive. My reply to Mega Jive Iron: firstly, if you have never made or worked on a game engine, what qualifies you to have any right to say what's foolish or not? Secondly, life, art or product isn't about competitive advantage, it's about expression. Third, I don't know about UE, but Unity 3D is spyware, read its EULA, it's also very bloated by its generic design. Lastly, please stop with generic BS advice, appreciate that there's people out there doing different things, and that's okay. Goats second this. On the flip side, I've experienced a negative stigma that all programmers think they can write an engine better. What I want to know is what's wrong with not having to write an engine? That's a lot of work, and a lot of time that I could have spent making a game. My reply to goats: all programmers think they can write an engine better. That's called Dunning-Kruger effect, but all programmers can write an engine, they just can't write a generic R1. An engine can be very, very small. If you know what you're doing. What I want to know is what's wrong with not having to write an engine. What's wrong with a mechanic that's never rebuilt an engine? Nothing, unless the mechanic needs to repair the engines, instead of just servicing them. Motor engines, or game engines, neither are black boxes. See my reply to the OG comment. Well, this is getting long now. I'll just leave this post with some reminiscing from the late 90s, and Netyarrows. Adventure game playthrough, Netyarrows. This game, and its engine were both built from the ground up. Netyarrows, which included basic 3D 2D audio math libraries, for the original PlayStation in 4 weeks, by a hobbyist university student in 1998. In fact, Rob Swan wrote a good chunk of code to create dynamic 3D objects. Netyarrows didn't have triangle or quad access. Instead, all 3D was preloaded via TMD files, a complex PlayStation 3D format, and I won't even mention any details about the limited RAM, VRAM, CPU, GPU, or lack of even an FPU. And well, I'm no Rob Swan, but in 2001, while finishing up my own university studies, I made this Netyarrows 3D side-scrolling mess of a demo, in 6 weeks of crunch. And in 2060 I made a Netyarrows FPS game very casually over a year. My Netyarrows 2016 FPS, my Netyarrows 2016 FPS game. The point is this: the game engine isn't a problem, if the scope is small. It doesn't take much code to render a textured and light OBJ file on the screen. Next animation is a simple matter of tweening between OBJ files, vertex animation, dot, engine finished. Everything else is gameplay. Fast forward to current times, and our custom engine is too hard by indie commercial game developers, let alone 3D. Book. Teach yourself game programming in 21 days. Image of Andre Lamov talking about books. Comments are open.